Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1892, Surfing to Financial Wellness by Gordon Stein of CashflowCookbook.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I serenade you with the sweet sounds of personal finance knowledge from some of the best blogs on the planet, with the author's permission, of course. Are you loving Optimal Finance Daily? Why not share with a friend today? Invite them to join the party by sending them a link to oldpodcast.com. And while they're there, they can check out our other shows on topics like personal development, health, and relationships. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Surfing to Financial Wellness by Gordon Stein of CashflowCookbook.com. Financial wellness has become a thing. Corporate wellness programs that focus on exercise and healthy eating are now expanding their scope to include financial wellness. Organizations are realizing that helping employees stay financially fit is a great way to reduce their stress and keep them focused on their work. My calendar is filling up with speaking engagements to help employees think about how to optimize their finances. In addition to education on financial wellness, organizations promote their internal financial programs like matching 401ks, RSPs, company pension plans, and employee stock purchase plans. Why don't employees sign up for free money? While the financial wellness sessions are well attended, it's often tough to increase participation rates in programs where companies actually offer employees free money. How could this be? Although these kinds of programs offer employees a chance to access free money, participation requires money, and that becomes an issue for many. Joining an employee share purchase plan, signing up for an RSP matching program, or even joining a company's pension plan all require a piece of a paycheck, which means that they compete with kids' programs, home repairs, Zumba classes, car payments, and everything else in the budget. A similar issue happens in other aspects of personal finance. Nearly half of Canadian credit card users don't pay off their credit cards each month, despite punishing interest rates north of 20%. Consumers select longer mortgage terms, even though slightly higher payments could knock years off the loan. We select cars with an average duration of 69 months and often roll in negative equity from our last car loan. Only about half of university students have their education funded by a tax-advantaged plan, leaving $7,200 of free government funding on the table. Are you swimming up financial waves or surfing down them? So it seems that we are swimming up the financial wave rather than surfing down it. If we could free up some monthly cash flow, we could access this free money and accelerate our ride to financial wellness. Freeing up cash flow would let us participate in company programs like share purchase plans and matching RSP plans. These plans often provide free money in addition to a growth opportunity. Having available funds would mean that we can take full advantage of government giveaways like registered education plans, 529 or RESP, or registered retirement plans like 401ks or RSPs. With some extra monthly cash, you could pay off your credit card balance in full, saving interest charges. And extra funds would also enable the ability to pay cash for other purchases, eliminating the need for additional consumer loans. By getting ahead of these things, our money starts to really work for us. Free money from our employer programs can help drive us forward. we can reduce the interest cost and the impact of taxes that are pulling our finances backwards. How to ride a wave of financial wellness. So how do we get on the wave and let our money do the work? Here are some thoughts. Make a list of all the government plans that are relevant for you. 401k, IRA, Roth IRA, TFSA, RSP, RESP, etc. And the extra value to you if getting to full participation in each and the cash flow needed to do so. Build a similar list of all available employer plans, inclusive of pension plans, stock purchase plans, and matching retirement programs. Again, calculate the extra value of getting to full participation in each and the cash flow needed to do so. Then list out the annual interest cost of not fully paying off any revolving credit each month. Eliminating that can also add extra value to your net worth. Then look for ways to make some changes to start surfing down the waves. As an example, by getting your credit cards paid off, you could save on monthly interest payments. Could those savings be the extra you need to enroll in your company's share purchase plan? Bit of a two for one. Is there a way to reduce household expenses to maximize education savings contributions and take advantage of the maximum government grant? It's money that you'll need anyway. Might as well have it come from the government rather than you. By making some simple changes, you can surf a wave to financial wellness. Let your employer and the government do the hard work. You just listened to the post titled Surfing to Financial Wellness by Gordon Stein of CashflowCookbook.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I can certainly understand the challenge of prioritizing retirement savings. Even with a company match on a 401k and the tax advantages of retirement vehicles, knowing that I was leaving money on the table in my 20s by not contributing fully wasn't enough to motivate me. I told myself that I'd figure all this stuff out later when I was making more money. I think a better way to communicate the advantages of saving and investing more isn't by contemplating how much money you may be leaving on the table. I think it's recognizing the benefits you can get right now. Not spending money on luxurious material possessions offers me a lot of peace of mind right now. Because I don't own a lot of expensive things, I have less things to clean, maintain, and protect. And anything lost, stolen, or damaged is really easy to replace. Furthermore, by front-loading all of my retirement savings during high-earning years relatively early in my career, I can take the foot off the gas in my 30s and enjoy working less. Same goes with keeping my overall expenses as low as possible, This allows me to work less and spend my time doing things I really enjoy. I'm not sure delayed gratification works well for me. So if you're in the same boat, I hope considering all the ways you can benefit from spending less and investing more now is helpful. And that's another edition of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. Have a great rest of your weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.